with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sort of a bizarro Wednesday edition. Not bizarre at all is my fine guest. He is Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. Early mornings right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Get up early, set your alarms for Matt Flynn. Matt, appreciate you coming around. Now, I want to be intellectually honest. I'm using that. I made a note to myself. Be intellectually honest today. The reporting of the Washington Post on Hunter Biden. And there's a lot of smoke there. There's not any specific allegation of criminality that I saw, Matt, but there's a lot of smoke in that piece. And obviously, there apparently is a grand jury looking into Hunter Biden's activities, dealing with these foreign corporations, obviously for his financial betterment. But, Matt, have you read the reporting at the Post? Do you find it credible? It certainly seems to be verified and multiply sourced. What was your impression of the reporting?
Yeah, no, I think it's legitimate. But here's the deal. Jimmy Carter had a brother named Billy Carter, and he was shady, and he represented Libya while his brother was president and tried to drop his brother's name. Roger Clinton was the half-brother of Bill Clinton, and he was up to fraudulent stuff. And Neil Bush, George W. Bush's brother, committed securities fraud. So did George W. Bush, but he hired the head of the SEC legal department to get him off when he dumped his stock in a small company after he was told that there'd be some bad news coming out about the earnings. Okay, so the point is, a lot of presidents have had shady brothers or relatives. The question is, nobody in 50 years has said that Joe Biden's ever done anything shady. He really is above reproach.
Well, so it's been accused, not by this article, Matt, but certainly Joe Biden has been besmirched for his association. I don't think that Joe, and I'm not here to litigate what's going on in Joe Biden's mind. I don't know what goes on in the president's head, but it's very clear to me by the way this article is written that the son didn't mind hanging on the dad's coattails. And there was no good reason for Hunter Biden to be doing business with this Chinese firm and getting million-dollar retainers that bailed his ass out of a lot of financial debt, except the name. And James Biden was apparently his partner in this. That's Joe Biden's brother. So it was a family affair. What's your thoughts, Matt?
Well, the only one in the family is Joe Biden, who is president, and he is not implicated in any of this in having done anything. The brother and the son are dropping his name. Billy Carter dropped Jimmy's name. Roger Clinton dropped Bill Clinton's name. And Neil Bush dropped George W. Bush's name. That's what they do. Even that is not a crime. But the question is, what happened with the payments and where did it go? Nobody's saying that any of this went to Joe Biden. Nobody's saying that. So the fact is, if you have shady relatives, half of our presidents wouldn't have been president. The truth of the matter is, there is nothing criminal, two things, nothing criminal that Joe Biden has even been suggested was a part of in 50 years. And secondly, the fact that these people do business and people are stupid enough to give them money because they're related to the president, as long as there's no influence being generated by Joe Biden, so what? That is not a criminal offense. When you say they're implicated and it's, come on. So was Roger Clinton. So was Billy Carter, and so is Neil Bush. So what?
Well, and I got to think Don Jr. has dropped the old man's name a couple times as well.
I'm not even talking about the Trump. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, listen, Donald Trump wanted to do Trump Tower in Moscow. He pressured the mayor of Moscow himself. Don Jr. is crooked as a dog's hind leg. That whole family is an organized crime family. So give me a break.
Well, Matt, we've seen recent polling on Joe Biden that's miserable, and I can't figure out why. I know that, you know, Joe Biden wasn't my first choice, but eventually Joe Biden became my president, so I started rooting for the guy because I'm rooting for America, and I'm not sure why so many people are rooting against this guy. I mean, I get why they do it on Fox News, and I get why Ted Cruz and Donald Trump do it, but I don't know why his polling is so low. But Matt, this sort of stuff, this is just the stuff the right loves. You know, they'll completely ignore the conduct of the Trump crime family. And if Hunter Biden's charged with the most insignificant of crimes, Joe Biden will pay a political price for it. Because over here on the left, we care about integrity.
Yeah, we do. And what did Joe Biden do wrong on the Hunter Biden thing? Nobody said he did anything wrong. Number two, think of something. Harry Truman was one of our great presidents. His poll numbers are 25%, 25% at one point. So what? The incumbent president, he's being hit by Afghanistan. He's being hit by Ukraine. He's being hit by the COVID pandemic. So, duh. Okay, I get it. But in all the polls showing him running against Trump, it's margin of error. And when Trump is actually running again, he's the only guy they had. He's a crook. Trump's a crook. So you tell me what Joe Biden is alleged to have done. I don't care about Hunter Biden. I don't care about anybody. What did Joe Biden do? If Hunter Biden dropped his name, did he do influential things to help Hunter? No. And the truth of the matter is that in Ukraine, I'll tell you this, he's getting hit because he hasn't been aggressive enough. 70% of the people don't like what he's doing. He should send the planes immediately. We're watching people being butchered, women raped, kindergartens bombed, maternity hospitals bombed. And Joe's saying, well, if you do it in NATO. But the problem with that, Joe, is you've done a great job putting NATO together. But by doing this, you may pave the way from a guy like Trump who wants to get rid of NATO and pull us out of it and destroy our democracy. That's what's happening right here. Biden's got to get more aggressive and send planes and let the Ukrainians do their own no-fly zone against the murderer Putin.
Final thoughts, at least for now, Matt. The treason. I mean, the fact that it is Putin that Trump would reach out to. I just want to emphasize that point. One more thought from you, Matt, before we go to break. What is it? Putin, Trump, 40 seconds.
Yeah, well, for one thing, Trump is on the take. Putin has been funding him and the oligarchs for 15, 20 years. He's on the take. I believe in the Steele report. And even if you don't, Eric Trump said that they get funded by the Russians. This guy should be in jail for treason.
Well, you kept it compact and efficient. You spoke with alacrity. Come back, the ever efficient and direct Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct, get up early, 6 to 8 a.m. You're listening, though, to the greatest radio show ever. No offense, Matt. Devil's Advocates. We'll be back.
I thought you meant mine. Okay, am I good?
Got news for you, pal. They're going to nail us no matter what we do.
I'm Satan reincarnated.